Welcome to the Floor Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 13th of October, recording at 8:05 p.m. British Summer Time. In the comment of the day, I said that I would review how to play the gold market, which I maintain is a secular bull market of 3 years duration, following a 21-year bear market. Now, veteran subscribers will have heard this before, and it's an easy question to answer, but probably one worth repeating. And as it's still in the early stages of a secular bull market, and the parallel I've given is that gold today is where the S&P 500 index was in the mid-1980s, means that most people don't recognize that it's a bull market. It means that it doesn't have any real momentum. It's a stealth bull market. It creeps higher, but most of the time it actually ranges in a very tedious fashion. And there's only one way to deal with that type of environment, I feel, overall. And that is that any time we see a shakeout of $20 to $40, occasionally it'll be a little bit more, but not all that often. But when we do see a shakeout in the price of gold, that is an opportunity to accumulate. And I would use exactly the same tactic. When you see shakeouts in the gold shares, the gold funds, and they of course will follow the metal, then I would be accumulating. And you can buy and hold, I feel, at this stage, but excuse me, given the volatility, particularly of the shares, and therefore only to slightly lesser extent the funds, when the price of these instruments, gold bullion or the shares of the funds, and particularly in the case of the shares, when they surprise you by how well they've actually done, that is when I would either jam in tight trailing stops and or begin to lighten, because the sector will be volatile. Okay, which of those instruments you actually choose, well, that depends on your investment objectives, the type of account that you like to have, and you can embellish it with options or not. My own view is that if we get a big shakeout, probably it's best to go with the shares, and I would go with the quality shares, things like Newmont Mining. And when prices are moving upwards, though, as the bull market gathers more followers, and I'm talking well down the road here, then I think the metal is the better play overall. And as I've said before, there's so many things that can happen to an individual mining company, any company for that matter, that would harm their earnings and therefore, or be detrimental to their earnings and therefore to the performance of the actual share. If they have any effect on the metal itself, it will be to decrease supply and therefore will be bullish. Bottom line, hundreds and hundreds of gold shares have gone bust over the years or suffered from depleted reserves. Gold is pretty much forever. Okay, what about stock markets here and this oil connection? Yes, we did have a downside key day reversal in the crude oil price yesterday. Now, it was not a big key. It was a small key, so therefore less frightening, less conclusive action. We had early follow through here today, well, pretty much well into the afternoon. We had crude oil down by 80 cents. I think it might have been down a dollar at one point. Got down to a low of 51.49. But closed over $2 above the low at 53.64, so it was up 113 on the day. And therefore, that raises the possibility that what we saw, that key, and remember I said that if we got a good emphatic key, that would almost certainly mark the peak. If we got a lesser key that could still mark the peak, but it would increase the possibility that it was a warning shot across the bows. But when you start getting a market that's moved up the way oil has, and then is starting to see those key day reversals, that if they don't mark the peak, they are probably close to it. Certainly in terms of timing. By close to it, I mean they could be within a few weeks of the peak at most. And I wouldn't write off the fact that we haven't actually seen the peak. But the influence on stock markets is, of course, enormous. So we had stock markets rallying reasonably well in Europe and then the U.S. This morning. But as the gold price began to recoup the losses, markets started to weaken, and most of that occurred when the European markets were closed. But of course, Wall Street was trading, and so Wall Street lost its gains, which had been 45, 50 points, I think, in the Dow. And then, as the gold began to move, I've done that twice, haven't I, at least, as the oil price began to push higher then on the day, then Wall Street moved steadily into the minus column. It was down about 105, 110 on the Dow at one stage, currently down 87 as I speak. 9.5 on the S&P, only 5, interestingly, on the NASDAQ composite index. So oil is still the big influence in here in the short term. And equally, that firmed up the bond markets, which had been down earlier in the day, when government bond markets, that is, which had been down earlier in the day as stock markets were firmer. How to actually play it? Well, it's very, very tricky overall. And if you sit on the sidelines holding a fair amount of cash, well, that is no bad thing. That is my position generally, although I have come in since getting back from holiday, and I picked up a bit more of that Aberdeen New Tie Fund, as you may recall. That was a small additional purchase, and my bigger purchase was that I do have a long position in the Nikkei stock average, which is mostly underwater at the moment. I'm not going to abandon that in here, but oil is going to be crucial. If I've underestimated the upside on oil, then I will suffer with that position, and stock markets will definitely suffer. If we get oil moving back up above the highs, they said it'll cause further and rapid erosion. I'm talking about yesterday's highs. Cause further and rapid erosion of the gains that stock markets have seen since those mid-August lows. Conversely, you get oil back down below $50 a barrel at minimum, and I think stock markets would steady, and we could well see some additional gains. But the other factor that I've talked about so much, that's the U.S. presidential election, and this has gone really from the period of that first debate between Bush and Kerry into what looked like a relatively easy victory for Bush, has really become a horse race, and we're still, as far as the market is concerned, Kerry has the short-term momentum. So that also compromises what would otherwise, I think, be a year-end rally for stock markets. Is the macro picture deteriorating? Yes, absolutely it is. That's not good for corporate earnings, but it also does mean that there'd be less upward pressure on interest rates. So there's a bit of a trade-off there overall. But again, bottom line, this is a difficult environment, and this is not a time to be throwing a lot of money at the stock market. How about government bonds? Well, I'm looking to reshort, and I hope they do push a little bit higher in here. I maintain that this is a broad top extension phase. If we have a weak macro picture, and that persists throughout 2005 and perhaps 2006. Might that keep bond yields not only near current levels, but push them a little bit lower? Yes, indeed, it could do that overall. But again, I maintain that a secular bear market for government bonds has commenced. We're not going to go above the June 2003 highs, and prices are below those yields. I don't think Japan will ever see those yields again. I think they got down to 0.43%, so less than half a percent back in June of 2003. Okay, what about the currency markets? Well, this narrow range for euro-dollar, exciting only if you have a vested interest in which way this breaks out, because ranges are boring by definition. Got down to that little bit of initial support down near the 122 and a quarter that I've been talking about, and bounced from there and is currently at 123.37. So no big deal there, but it did get down to a minor technical level and has held. The last dynamic favored the upside, but we really do need to see, if we're going to get upside on the euro, we really do need to see it break through 124 and a bit and maintain that gain. Then the pattern could, and the psychology could, support a test of the high up around 129 and a bit at least against the greenback. But you know, we might just have a very boring environment here and lots of whipsaws, an unrewarding environment, partly not least because no country, no central bank wants a strong currency, as I've mentioned so many times in the past. Okay, the drama on the day here has really been in the industrial metals, which were poleaxed by a report that apparently came out late yesterday. I didn't see it. I have written about this volatility in the subscribers area comment of the day, so I won't repeat all of that. But I do have a stale bull position in here in the tin market, and that got walloped today, although it didn't break completely down. I said I didn't want to see it below that 8,500 level, and it got down to as low as 8,550 before closing at 8,600. It probably will take out that 8,550. This may be reckless and cavalier, but as it's not a, well, it can't be all that reckless because it's not that big a position. But I will probably ride this out because the moves down today were so sharp that some of them actually look climactic, to the extent that we've probably seen the worst of what we're going to get. And because nickel didn't have a big run-up prior to this weaker phase in here, it doesn't have as many long positions to stop out, I'm assuming. But overall, and I have from time to time built up some quite substantial positions in the supply and elasticity trades, as you know, and I would be very tempted to do so again. So really, at this stage, I'm looking to see a little bit of follow through on the downside tomorrow. Nothing like today's declines. Maybe also on Friday, but I would tend to feel that we've seen most of what we're likely to see on the downside. So I'm looking to buy, and if I'm foolish and have to ride out the tin, well, I can live with that, because it is very much a secular bull market here, and it does have a backwardation more often than not, so I figure time is on my side. In other markets, it did drag down did drag down gold a little bit, but that gold closed well off the lows. Got down to 409.55, closed at 415.65. Well, that's where it's trading right now in the after-hours period. Ditto silver. Was hit hard again today, but then recouped most of it. Closed, currently trading at $7 exactly. So the precious metals were hit far less hard than the industrial metals. Palladium is another example. For instance, that got down to a low. I'm surprised I didn't see this down to 209.60 on the December contract. But closed almost $10 higher at 219. So again, some profit taking in here, but not anything like the sell-off that we saw in the industrial metals. And among soft commodities, where I have an interest, remember that they dipped, well, fell sharply actually on the crop news yesterday. That was the USDA report. Everybody was expecting terrific crops, and indeed they were. The crops were better than the average of the forecasts, so causing those soft commodities to decline really quite sharply. But I said and said prior to that announcement that that would probably be the end of it. And I'm very much inclined to that view. One statement, absolute classic, I think in that report that I posted, I can only paraphrase it right now because I'm not looking at yesterday's comment on the website, but it was something about how this was the result was perfect. Well, if the result was perfect, it can only get worse from here on. It's all in the price and what lies ahead for these markets is short covering and the scooping up of some very cheap commodities by anyone who, any country that needs to import food, and China will be certainly near the top of that list, if not right absolutely at the top. So interestingly, today, corn up 2 3/4, back to 205. That's not bad. Soybeans were down a little bit. Wheat, interesting. This was interesting yesterday. Wheat broke down but then closed upwards with a small upside key day reversal on the day. So again, I maintain that these are bombed out markets, these grains, these US grains, and therefore it's a they're in a baby steps accumulation phase. And that's pretty much the way I intend to play it, although I haven't done anything in the last in the last couple of days. Sugar, I said I might be buying. I would probably be buying sugar in here today. I didn't, given the just the overall nervousness in some of these markets. I believe sugar was actually down a little bit today. More tomorrow. Good night.